Okay. And then I asked you to get a pocket tracker yourself so that I could walk you through this whole sequence so that you understood how to do it. I think a lot of times people have overlooked this tool. Maybe it's too simple. Maybe people look at it and think that it's too simple, or they got a little bit confused on it. And so I just I wanted to walk you through step by step with exactly what you do. I'm just going to pretend that I just sponsored you and I'm helping you. All right, so we'd pull up, and if you've got a pocket tracker in front of you, I'd like you to pull it up, okay? And so you should be looking at a little orange man, and it says making you effective in network marketing. You flip that open, and at the very top there, it says pocket tracker, and it tells you what it is, and then it says weaknesses uncovered, what's important, things like that. And then where it says activity number one, right? That's what we're going to focus on right now. Activity number one is to cultivate your goals. All right. Now, I use the word cultivate for a reason. It's because it's not just a reading of your goals, but it actually is you working them or massaging them. Because as I have done this, I tweak my goals. I do, I will change this little part of it here, or I'll better focus in on one particular part of it, or something like that. And it allows me to, in essence, revitalize why I'm doing the business in the first place. And so that would be the first step. Okay, there's something else about the tracker, is that I assigned a point value to each item that you do. And I did this sort of as it started out as a little game, and then it became something a little bit more. And what it amounts to is that I give a point, or 2 points, or 3 points, or 4 points, or 5 points, for a particular activity. And that activity has to do with that sometimes what you're doing contributes more to the money that you can make and the people that you can help than other things on that list. So I created a point value, and the highest point that you can actually get is a 5, and that's down when you're training new people, because there's not a lot that pays you more than duplicating or replicating yourself. All right, so let's go back up to activity number one. So when you cultivate your goal, you're basically scoring a point there that's a real easy one. Okay, so you just give yourself 1 point, you check off one of them, and if you're spending more than 30 minutes or so looking at your goals, you're probably procrastinating doing your goals. And some people would argue with me on that, and it's fine. I accept criticism. It has to do with that, people would be going out and driving that new car or something like that. They'd spend 3 days putting together a board, storyboard or dream board. And, what I found is that people were basically procrastinating or substituting doing the business for creating their goals. Okay, in other words, they were creating their goals on a piece of paper or a board, and they weren't actually creating their goals. Okay, so it became more of a game of, substitution than it was doing it. And so what I basically say is that do it twice a day. Do it in the morning. Do it in the evening before you go to bed. And give yourself 2 points. Number two is self-training. And in other words, any kind of training, really. But if it has to do with network marketing, then you give yourself 1 point per hour that you train. All right, so the typical type of a person tosses in a CD as they're driving to work. Okay, and so let's say there's a 30-minute trip there and 30-minute trip back. Okay, so you got an hour worth of self-training in there. You give yourself 1 point for training. Okay, and you might be doing drills with yourself. You might be going to a training on Saturday, and you're there for 4 hours, or you're actually in training for 4 hours. So you give yourself 4 points for that. Okay, so it gives credit to things that are going to contribute. Now, obviously, you training yourself is important so that you're able to actually do things later. And if you don't spend the time in the training, then eventually you'll have to. All right? So you may think, oh, well, I get a whole lot of points for slamming phone calls and dialing the phone, but I don't get a lot of points for when I'm training. Right? But you do. Because when you train, you make yourself effective so that when you make those phone calls, you're able to be a lot more effective with them. Okay, so that's the self-training aspect of it.